Hi, welcome to the latest episode of Shoe Speak and Char. I've got two Amys. Hi, Amys. How are we doing?
Hey, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Emily H?
Yeah, good. Thank you, Andy.
Well, I think we've got a really interesting topic today. In so much as we're going to look at the trend that is employee influencers. Certainly a trend that's developed over the last couple of years when employees are building their own personal brands outside of the day job, but to ultimately use an influencer and to get people to engage with those individuals for the commercial, the wider commercial purpose of the employer. So I guess, is this a good thing? Are they here to stay? Amy Anderson, what do you think?
Are they here to stay? Who knows? I mean, as with everything social media related, the trends change, don't they? I mean, I certainly can't keep up. I think previously employers were a bit reluctant to encourage employees to use social media to talk about work because of the potential risks attached to it. So, for example, things like breach of confidentiality or damages to reputation if somebody said the wrong thing online. And I think we've all seen brands that have been criticised where their marketing hasn't been quite right or there's been some kind of misstep in what's been said online. So I can see why some businesses would be kind of hesitant to encourage that. But I think the trend, like you say, Andy, in recent years is certainly to move away from that and thinking that actually employees can be a good way to promote the company, because ultimately people buy into other people, don't they? So if there's an employee that's showing the values, what it's like to work at a particular place and giving a real insight into the company, then I think that can certainly have some value from a recruitment perspective. When I was looking at this online before we recorded the podcast, there has also been, aside from the kind of the recruitment angle, there has been some success stories. I was reading about the Macy's department store in the US where, according to the internet at least, they started with about 20 employees where they were encouraging them to, store assistants, encouraging them to share what they were wearing online and kind of show an insight into their day. And that's grown into now like 400 employees doing that. And the result of that kind of small change to what the store employees were doing has saved them money on external marketing spend. So I think there are definitely positives. Are they here to say? They probably are, aren't they, in some capacity? I mean, businesses have always wanted employees to advocate for them. And I think the rise of the employee influencer is probably like the next step in that, just taking it up a level. But I suppose I'm interested to see the educational piece that will follow as kind of businesses go on this new journey and I suppose learn how to effectively use employee influencers.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those that things happen so quick in the social media world. You know, and there's a danger that if you wait for your marketing team to sign off on something and, you know, kind of have that filter process, that it just slows things down, which organizations, you know, kind of are reluctant to be behind the curve. So I guess that's certainly one of the reasons why employers are encouraging this. Amy Leach, do you see any pitfalls in this approach?
I think one of the key things here is trust, to be honest, is kind of you've got the reputation of the company, of the employer, in the employee's hands, and you're trusting that they're not going to abuse their position or power to be free to post what they want about the company on social media to promote it. And I think as well, it's making sure that employees are kind of clear how to toe the line in terms of if they're posting about specific work streams or specific clients or customers. And it's maintaining confidentiality because inevitably they'll be privy to some sensitive information, again, possibly about clients or customers, which may or may not be in the public domain at that point. So employers will need to be mindful of that if employees are going to be posting on their behalf on social media. We've seen some employers actually sort of put together almost like social media policies, or even going one step further, I guess, sort of social media or marketing type policies. So employees kind of understand if there are any boundaries and what they need to be aware of, and I guess the consequences of what would happen if they breach those boundaries, but also from an employer perspective, showing that they are happy for their employees to post and be these employee influencers. It's sort of getting the balance, I think. And I think leaders within the business, they need to support this notion of employee influencers and potentially act as role models, I guess, and show other employees that it's okay to do that. And I think we've seen that recently, particularly on LinkedIn. A lot of senior leadership sort of management posting on behalf of their companies, sharing sort of work related but also personal related things, particularly on LinkedIn. And I think it just sort of paves the way for other employees to feel like, oh, actually, it's okay for me to do that as well. And I think if you don't have that senior leadership buy-in, you may find that employees feel either not trusted or not motivated, or they might just not bother posting because they think, actually, maybe we're not allowed to, or why should I bother when other people in the company are not doing it? So I think it will be, employers just need to be mindful of that and kind of looking at their overall policy and processes internally. But I think being able to give the employees a bit of freedom with it will go a long way. But it may still need a few boundaries here and there just to obviously protect the business as well.
Yeah, couldn't agree more, Amy. Effectively, trust is, I think, the key word in terms of, you know, kind of giving people that voice and giving people that platform. And I guess I should say, and I'm sure this will make Amy blush, Amy Leach certainly is a bit of a pioneer in the employment law world when it comes to being an influencer, to such an extent that when I was interviewing for a junior role in Leeds, they were mentioning Amy Leach and, you know, kind of all the career advice, all the, you know, kind of little nuggets of information that she offers up on LinkedIn. So, you know, kind of kudos to you, Amy, for that. You know, kind of people do look, people do take notice, and you know, kind of real credit to you for that, and something that I certainly think, you know, kind of keep on doing. And the key is to show a bit of personality, and like you say, you know, a bit of a personal insight. This is my view, this is how I feel, because the reality is, I think you can tell when individuals post something which is effectively done by a bot, and you know, can, if you follow a few people from the same organization and it's the corporate speed, you kind of just whiz straight past it, and it's nowhere near as engaging as when someone adds a bit of personality. So, you know, I guess that is the purpose of being an influencer, isn't it? That actually your personality comes out, and I think it was you, Amy Anderson, that mentioned, you know, we do buy from people, don't we? So, you know, ultimately that will be the key, but in that you need to make sure you don't overstep the mark. So yeah, certainly an interesting topic, and one which I think it will be here to stay, but it may well evolve over time and change again as people kind of get more and more comfortable with technology. So I'd love to hear from our listeners what their views are, what their company's views are, and what approaches are being taken on kind of the whole influencer space, and whether that is something that's being promoted within your businesses. Usual method to get in touch, shoespeakhr@shoesmiths.com to discuss this and or to raise any topics that you would like us to cover in the future. But thank you, Amy's. Thank you, listeners. And we will no doubt speak soon.
Thanks, Bo.
Cheers, Andy.